And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGJF Kyle High with you this morning. Hope you are doing well out there. Currently outside, doesn't feel too bad. 37 degrees. We'll get up to a high of around 66 for today. And joining us in studio for Ask the Expert, it is Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, it's Friday, and it's not only Friday, it's Good Friday.
Yes.
And what we need to know about Friday is that Sunday is coming. Peter's asleep, but Friday's coming.
Yes, it is.
The apostles are scattered like sheep without a shepherd, but Sunday's coming. Satan is laughing, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming.
Jesus is buried, but Friday, but Sunday is coming. A soldier stands guard, and a rock is in place, but Sunday is coming. So we're on the dark side of what is becoming a bright side on this Good Friday day.
Absolutely, as he will be risen on Sunday. So always a great day. So coming up on Sunday. So
yes.
Easter coming up on Sunday.
Yes, it's only Friday.
Yes.
But Sunday is coming.
That's right.
And that is really good news.
It is.
And that is really good news.
It is. It's been a good weekend. And we're going to have also on Sunday, we're going to have absolutely perfect, beautiful weather to get out and enjoy that with family. So
good. And by the way, those thoughts are from a sermon by Lockbridge. I shared it on my Facebook this morning. And on my Facebook, there's about a 4-minute clip from a minister that had those thoughts. And so it's not original with us, but I just like to it resonates with me.
No, it's a good one. It's really, really is good. And I'm glad you did share that with us this morning.
Right.
Well, gentlemen, again, it's good to have you in this morning. Enjoy having you guys in every Friday. Of course, you guys are up there in Independence, Skank Insurance. And guys, this past weekend, we had the Farm and Home Show. And you guys were out there. I got to talk a little bit with Charles on the air about what Skank Insurance is about, but it sounds like you guys had a pretty good weekend out there.
Kyle, we were so fortunate. We had the best booth award, which is awesome. That's not Minor Charles's forte. Brandon Miller in our office put that together for us, and he done an awesome job, and we're so proud of that award that we had. And we had lots of people that came by to say hi. Lots of people said, hey, we hear you on the radio, and it's just exciting to connect with those people that are hearing us on the radio.
Yeah, it was really cool. We were especially happy to meet Wyatt Hensley. And
Charlie, that's a 17-year-old boy, right? Doing leather work?
Yeah.
In Caney, Kansas?
Yeah. He had a booth that had all kinds of unique, really well-crafted leather items that it just really impressed me. I bought one of his a leather notebook. My son bought one of them, and I would encourage anybody to check him out.
What's his last name?
Hensley.
Wyatt Hensley, and he's at Caney.
Yeah,
and he has a spot at the flea market down there.
Right.
Wow.
And you can find his website at hensleycustomleather.com. And he just has some really cool stuff, custom belts.
He wanted to know how to grow business, and he was asking all the kinds of questions that I had when I was 17.
Yeah.
How do you grow business? How do you make it work?
Yeah. So it was really impressive to see.
And Charlie, another guy walked up to me, and he said, hey, he said, I've been listening to you guys on the radio, and he said, I've been trying to get my dad to come talk to you about that medical savings account. How does that work?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so impressed that he was listening and wanted to know more. And let's talk about that for a minute, Charlie. How does that medical savings account work?
So you have a deposit that is given, put into your account every January the 1st. And the account, the product has two features. You have a deposit and you have a deductible. And so you use that deposit first and you have a deductible. That after that deductible is hit, there's no more out-of-pocket charges for medical costs at all. And so
And you don't pay anything for this, right?
Right. There's zero premium.
And
every year you get a new deposit.
Right.
And so that deposit can accumulate. And
it goes to your beneficiaries if you have money left over?
That's right. That's
wow.
Right. Something happens
so it's
to
yours.
You. Mm-hmm. Something happens to
yeah.
you, it goes to your beneficiary. So it's truly your money. Even if you leave the plan, the money stays with you. So we recommend that.
Right.
That plan. No, it's maybe not for everybody.
No.
We got to look at your unique situation and see what's best.
Right.
Absolutely. And we've heard about that. It's a fantastic plan. The fact that just money just gets put right into your account to be able to use.
Right.
And it's, I think it was like 98% of physicians use it.
Kyle.
So
97% of the providers in America are contracted with Medicare.
So,
yeah. So, use off 1%.
Yes, yes. But shows, I have been listening. So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It is a great plan. And just sounds like you guys had a great time out there at the show this past weekend. And like I said, I got to talk to Charles on the air right here on Mighty 690, and it was a good time out there, and it just sounds like you guys were able to get in touch with a lot of people while out
we
there.
We connected with a lot of people. A lot of people said, hey, we hear you on the radio. A lot of people that our clients came by and said hi. A lot of people filled out interest cards that we're trying to make contact with. And by the way, if you filled out an interest card and we haven't got it back with you, feel free to give us a call. Sometimes it's hard for us to catch everybody on the phone, so feel free to give us a call at 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800.
And they can also come and visit you up there in
sure.
Independence. And if they would like to do that, where are you guys located at?
We're 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value.
But this is Good Friday, and we take Good Friday as a holiday. And so we're not open today. So, but
we'll be in Monday.
Be in on Monday, and you're welcome to call. Come in on Monday, whatever.
Absolutely, and a lot of businesses do take off on today as well. So, and we've actually have a few people here in office that are taking today off as well for Good Friday. And it again, like you said, it is Friday, but Sunday is coming.
That's
so,
right.
I know everybody's looking forward to that. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Cobra Insurance. Always a lot of questions about that, how that works out. So we're going to take a quick break. We have Ask the Expert with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance up in Independence, and we're going to take a 1 minute timeout. We'll be right back right after this. Welcome back to Ask the Expert right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance of Independence in studio with us this morning, continuing our conversation, and we will continue it and talking about Cobra Insurance. And what is Cobra Insurance?
Well, Kyle, you won't believe this, but Congress, in their infinite wisdom, passed what's called a Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act.
It's a long name.
Sounds yeah. like a snake to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the initials for acronym for COBRA. And what that said was that if you're an employer with over 20 employees, you have to offer COBRA insurance, which is extended normally to 18 months to an employee after they leave work. So they have an option to extend their health insurance for another 18 months. And I was a beneficiary of COBRA insurance back almost 20 years ago. And I think my first child was born while I had COBRA insurance. So not complaining about COBRA insurance. I was paying my premiums through my workplace and their insurance company, and it covered my firstborn son when he was born. Well, over the last 20 years since he was born, insurance costs have risen dramatically. And back then I was a 20-year-old, so it's based on age and your, you know, at that time, so it wasn't all that expensive. But a lot of times people, I've seen dad when they're 64, they want to retire.
Right.
They want
62 or 3 even.
Yeah. and they want to stop working, and they want to enjoy life.
They check on COBRA. They check on insurance.
Well, they go to their HR person and they say, "Yeah, you can take your insurance with you, and that's going to be $650 a month."
That's just for me?
That's just
for
you.
Yeah, it's $1,300 for you and your spouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say, "Oh, well, I'm going to keep working."
And so,
but we have good news.
And so, they say, "You know, I can't really afford that." And so they don't see that there's an option. And I talked to somebody this week, and they're wanting to retire. They're tired of where they're working. And they've been there for a lot of years. And they say, if I'm going to enjoy life, I'm going to have to take off. And so they're looking at this $600 bill. They want to enjoy retirement. They're looking at $600 bill. They're going back and forth. What do I do? Well, the good news is there is an alternative. And there's an alternative that's true health insurance. It's called ACA. Might refer to it as Obamacare, but Affordable Care Act insurance. And it's based on your income. The premiums are based on your income. And for a lot of couples that I've seen, the premiums are either zero or close to zero. And possibly has a similar deductible to what you have at your work. Might be a little higher deductible, but if you're not paying any premiums,
what difference is it?
It offsets that a higher deductible. And so that's been an option that's really helped people out to be able to bridge from employment to retirement.
To Medicare.
To Medicare. And so I would tell you this morning, if you are paying $600 a month for COBRA, and you think that you're locked into it for the next 18 months or however long is left, give us a call.
Or maybe you're thinking about retiring.
Yeah, yeah. And that's keeping you from retiring is the high cost of COBRA insurance.
But Charles, what if we have pre-existing conditions?
That doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. And so just know that you have options. You have options. You're not locked into what your employer has to offer. There's other options out there that can possibly be a lot cheaper, and you won't have to pay nearly as much money, possibly.
Charlie, we just had a lady this week. I'm remembering her son came in and she had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And we got her on a plan for effective yesterday that has no pre-existing conditions and not very expensive.
That's right. That's right. And she's turning 65 soon and needs coverage until she gets on Medicare. And so if that's where you're at and you're 63, 64, that's sort of a no man's land for some people. They feel like, you know, I just can't get anything. I'm just waiting until I get on Medicare. Well, there's options for you to have coverage.
And we'll help explore those options and help explore the doctors that are available and the medication cost so you will have a good understanding of what you're getting versus what you have now to make you feel hopefully make you feel comfortable. It may not work out for you. And but we want it to, maybe.
And you might think, well, if it's only ACA, I'm not really interested in that. There's actually other short-term, something called short-term medical that is a bridge as well. It's not based on income, and the premiums, almost every time I've looked at it, are lower than COBRA cost. So short-term medical is another option that's not an ACA plan.
There is health questions.
That's true.
And there is pre-existing conditions with the short-term major medical.
That's
true. And we would point all that out.
Right.
We'd point all that out because we don't want you to have something you don't understand.
Right. So if the cost of insurance, cost of COBRA, is keeping you from retiring, give that a second look. You know, Dad, what we think is powerful.
Right, right.
How we view the world is powerful.
Right.
And there's some people that are pushing the snooze button on retirement just out of sometimes fear, out of uncertainty, the unknowns. Sometimes it's easier just to clock in another day rather than having to deal with what your insurance or what your retirement picture might look like.
And Charlie, we can help make that simple.
Yeah.
We can help unravel that and make that simple.
That's right. That's right.
And easy to understand.
So call us, 620-331-8800. We'll be glad to walk you through those options. We're going to be open Monday, 8 a.m. We'll be glad to talk to you. So I think it's also good to mention, Kyle, that we have a Medicare seminar. The first quarter of the year, we did all of our seminars, Medicare seminars, of the last week of every month. And it made our month sort of lopsided. We were slower for 3 weeks, and then the last week we were just like a house of fire. So now we spread them out to all the Tuesdays. So this coming Tuesday, we're going to be at Dickie's Barbecue at 11:30 a.m. in Independence. And we want to invite our listeners to come, and maybe it's for you, maybe it's for a friend or relative, and you need some information about Medicare, you get a free meal. The presentation lasts about 30 minutes. We just walk you through the ABCs 101 of Medicare. We'll be glad to have you. We have the next Tuesday is Chanute. And for all these dates and or all these places and everything, just give us a call. We actually have one at 6 p.m. on Tuesday as well at Dickie's and Chanute, 11:30 and 6 p.m. So we're trying to make available different dates and times available for people to learn about what is the next step.
So if you're interested in a Medicare 101 seminar, call our office.
Yep.
620-331-8800 for the time and location that best fits you. And Charlie, do you have a guest coming next week on the radio?
We do. Jason from the Prescription Shop is scheduled to be with us. I think you're going to be out, but Jason's going to be here with us. So I look forward to having him. And
that's a prescription shop here in town.
That's right.
Cool. And they have pharmacy plus durable medical equipment.
That's right.
Great.
That's right.
That'll be a great time for them to be on the air with us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to learning about their operation.
Right. I am too. And they've been good to refer people to us.
That's right. That's right.
All right. So we look forward to that next week. And before we get out of here today, though, if anybody would like to get a hold of you guys or come out and visit you, obviously you're closed today because it is Good Friday. But how can they do that?
Well, on the phone, 620-331-8800, or find us in person at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, and right down from Newton's True Value. Or you can find us on the internet at INS, the number 4, the letter U, now.com. Or you can find us on Facebook at Skank Insurance and Retirement.
All right, gentlemen. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. We will see you guys. Well, we'll see Charles next week. I think, Gary, you said you're going to be out next week.
Right.
But we'll have Jason from the prescription shop in next week in with Charles. So, guys, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Have a great Easter weekend. And we will see you next time.
Remember, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming.
Absolutely.
That's great.
That is a great great quote. So, again, guys, thank you so much. You have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday.